You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Happy Friday, Cowboys Nation, TGIF, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and we officially made it to the end of our week. The weekend is nearly upon us, so yay for that. Today is Friday, February 3rd. Happy Friday, my friends. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to catch you up on. So you know what? Let's just get right to it. Jerry Jones catching up with reporters at the Senior Bowl, and he had a lot to say. So let's break it all down. Starting with what Jerry had to say about the decision to let Kellen Moore go was about, saying, of course, he's appreciative for what Kellen did and how Kellen just grew within this organization, not just as a coach in recent years, but back when he was a quarterback as well. Jerry also saying that despite this, he still loves the direction the Cowboys are in now. Here's part of his response to that entire discussion and question.
When Mike came in, I was pleasantly pleased. When Mike said, well, one thing I want to ask to do is keep Kellen Moore. I didn't ask him to keep Kellen Moore. He wanted to keep Kellen Moore. And that's worked beautifully. We all know the synergies there between him and Dak. And I think it has worked and worked well. This is an opportunity, though, for Mike and us to use other skill sets that we have, other really assets we have in Mike's background, his experience running offensive, calling plays. It's the kind of thing that had I worked this out with Mike coming in, I wouldn't have been as assured as I feel now, because he knows our personnel even more so. He knows kind of what they've been doing, and he can meld that into his any nuances of his offensive system that he wants to. I love what's happening.
He also added in that he is comfortable with Mike McCarthy calling the plays because of what he has built in the last couple of years, and he doesn't view him as a walk-around coach, but rather a coach who can coach the offensive side of the ball. Also adding in that this opportunity gives Dak the chance to grow and expand as a quarterback, working directly with Mike. Jerry was asked if the Cowboys are even on the hunt for an OC and what that role would look like with Mike McCarthy making the play calls. And here's what Jerry had to say about that.
He will have assists if we add any one, and we probably will, but they will assist him in play calling and designing the offense.
Jerry Jones also chiming in on his thoughts about Dak and how these thoughts have never changed for him.
I'm still very strong. Not still. I'm very strong on Dak. We have in my mind, a unique person, a unique football player, a unique quarterback. We've had times in this past 3 years where we haven't had him. And I like the way that we've adjusted when we had to go without him. But I think there's this whole thing reflects the upside that I feel in Dak. Okay. The fact that we're doing this, Mike's calling the plays, Mike, this has everything to do with the positiveness around Dak. It's building around Dak.
Of course, Jerry was asked about Zeke as well. And although the first part of his answer is a little interesting, Jerry Jones also giving reporters a very blunt answer on what he wants as far as Zeke returning next season or not. Take a listen.
As we will review even more the season, we're going to see the positives in Zeke. Zeke will look better the more you look at what he brought to the table as we get into reviewing what the season was. And so I don't want to talk about Zeke until we have had the benefit of really evaluating our whole season.
So you answer,
but I do know this without even looking at an evaluation. Zeke was a lot more incremental to the success that we had than his rushing yards indicate.
But you do want him.
I believe that.
You do want him back next year?
Would like to have him back next year. Yes.
Would like
to have him back.
Staying on the topic of running back, because Jerry was asked about Tony Pollard's left leg surgery and if that will impact his decision on Tony Pollard in free agency. Here's his response to that question.
I don't know about that. It certainly the surgery has not been a premier thought of mine as to looking ahead to the future. And I certainly see Tony in the future.
Moving on to the wide receiver discussion, because Jerry Jones was asked if he had any regrets about letting Amari Cooper go last offseason. And he doesn't address him by name. He just calls him the elephant in the room. But take a listen to his response.
You could say that we probably had too much reliance on what Tolbert could do, because we were high on him coming out and thought he could immediately be a factor. We had thought that possibly we could have better results relative to Gallup as far as his rehab and right. Where he is. So I could say that. The other parts of it, the elephant in the room that you're talking about, was when I look at the salary that was involved there, over $20 million a year, mm-hmm. and I look at what we got with that salary to help this team mm-hmm. that we wouldn't have been able to have on this team had we kept it. Okay. I like what we did.
Okay. But that's the position, though, as you look forward. We need
Tolbert to come on as a young player to come on, and we need to keep looking. We need Lamb did everything and more that we hoped he would do. We need some guys when they're really covering him. We need some guys that have a better chance to get open. And we probably can do some things in the passing game that help Gallup get more involved. But no, I'm not, because I can't talk of it in isolation about what you did at receiver. Mm-hmm. Receiver freed $20 million that we used really effectively to have the team we had.
Speaking of which, Jerry also did throw in a little nugget that there will be continued talks with OBJ during the offseason. So it looks like our OBJ watch isn't completely off the table yet. Just a heads up. Now let's skip on over to what Jerry mentioned about the offensive line, because he mentioned that he does, in fact, expect Tyron Smith to return next season, despite reports insinuating otherwise because of cap space concerns. Also mentioning that he's excited to see Terrence Steele and Jason Peters back next season as well. Keep in mind, both Steele and Peters are free agents this offseason, so that should give you a good indication on what Jerry's brewing and working on behind the scenes to keep both of them in Dallas if he can. Now, I didn't hear this in the audio version of this interview with Jerry, but there were tweets that went out on Wednesday from reporters that mentioned that Jerry did in fact confirm that the Cowboys will be starting over in the kicker position. So it looks like the bank of Brett Money Maher has officially run dry in Dallas. Wishing Brett all the best. Again, nothing is confirmed yet. Nothing is official, but just keeping you posted on that. Moving on now, because we have some other news, Todd Archer tweeting out, quote, veteran coach Mike Solari will become the Cowboys offensive line coach, replacing Joe Philbin, per one of his sources. Solari spent 2018 through 2021 with Seattle. He was also an assistant O-line coach under Mike McCarthy for a year in Green Bay. He had a two-year run with the Cowboys under Tom Landry in 1987 through 1988, end quote. So it seems like we can officially welcome Coach Solari to Dallas. Welcome, and we're excited to see what you can do, Coach. And my last bit of news for the day, because the Cowboys reporting that wide receiver Michael Gallup had two arthroscopic surgeries on Tuesday, one to his right knee and one to his right ankle. Keep in mind, this is not the same knee that Gallup rehabbed back from that torn ACL last January. According to the Cowboys, Gallup should be able to recover in time to participate in some off-season work and practices, and he does have a chance to be fully healthy by the start of training camp. So we are all wishing Michael Gallup a full and speedy recovery ahead. Now, if you're still wanting even more Dallas Cowboys content to get you through your Friday and your weekend, we have you covered. Here is your Friday lineup for the rest of your day. Starting with a new episode of Girls Talking Boys with my girls Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray. That drops later this morning. As well as a new episode of The Star Seminar with Danny Phantom and Rabble Rouser. That drops later this afternoon. And of course, I have to put the plug in for a new episode of The World's Team dropping on Saturday with Meg Murray and Paul Stewart. Make sure to check it out. If you haven't already, please make sure to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss one of these incredible episodes. They're all amazing and 10 out of 10 recommend every single time. Of course, we would really appreciate it if you left us a review and gave us all 5 stars with that rating as well. And this would not be the Dallas Cowboys Daily Podcast if I did not remind you to go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But I hope you have a great Friday and a great rest of your weekend. Please stay safe. Have a good time this weekend. Make some time for you. Relax. Do what you got to do. And just know I will be back bright and early Monday morning with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Enjoy today. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy your Sunday. And I'll talk to you soon, Cowboys Nation.